USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Alaska Division of Elections is reporting Democrat Mary Pitola on Wednesday won the special election to replace Don Young after he passed away in March. Mary defeated Republican Sarah Palin. Pitola will be the first Democrat to represent Alaska in nearly a half a century.
In so many ways, you know, really trying to live up to the legacy that Don laid for Alaska and champion and work for all Alaskans.
The Food and Drug Administration cleared the use of altered COVID-19 vaccines that target the latest versions of Omicron in preparation for a fall booster campaign that could start within days. The green light permits people 12 years and older to get the booster at least 2 months after their most recent vaccination. Be nice to inspectors, as today is Building and Code Staff Appreciation Day. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant material such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.